Rangers Hall of Fame radio broadcaster Eric Nadell is not going to be in the booth to start the season. On today's show, I want to talk about why, about Josh Jung's incredible spring, and the first power rankings from Locked On to start the season. All that and more on this episode of Locked On Rangers. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On to the Texas Rangers. I'm Bryce Patrick, a cripplingly addicted Texas Rangers fan since 2010, the founder and host for all four seasons of this Locked On Rangers podcast. Thank y'all so much for making Locked On Rangers your first listen every single day. If you're not already, you can follow me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. You can follow the show at Locked On Rangers. Subscribe on YouTube, where the best way you can help grow the show is to comment any single thing below. Now, I want to start today's show with what I think is the most important news. It might not seem like it from a baseball perspective, but I think it's incredibly significant, and I have a lot of thoughts about it. But Eric Nadell, the Rangers Hall of Famer, is not going to be in the booth to start the season, and this is a statement from him as to why. Quote, "As many of you know, for years I have been an advocate for those with mental health issues. I now find myself dealing with anxiety, insomnia, and depression, which are currently preventing me from doing the job I love. So I regret to say I will not be in the broadcast booth when the season starts. I am receiving treatment as I go through the healing process and encourage others with similar issues to reach out for help. I am tremendously grateful to Matt and Jared for the superb job they are doing in my absence. Rangers management has been wonderful to me. I thank them for their concern, kindness, and understanding. Rangers fans have always given me tremendous support, and I ask for their continued support at this time and in the future," end quote. Some really powerful stuff from Eric Nadell, who has always been a champion of mental health and being open and honest and advocating for people to be open and honest with themselves. And I want to applaud him for that, because that's really all you can do. And as someone who has my own mental health struggles, honestly, the last couple weeks I've been in kind of a similar place as Eric Nadell, dealing with some of these issues. And it's caused me to, you know, not be myself. I've actually had to miss a couple episodes that I've been trying to make up for the last couple weeks, but it's been a rough few weeks. I even have been taking some time for myself, including last night on my birthday. I had a wonderful night with some friends. Did end up missing, regrettably, the incredible World Baseball Classic final. Got home basically just after Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to win Japan the World Baseball Classic and go undefeated in that tournament. But you know what? Like Eric Nadell says, you got to take some time for yourself. I am incredibly blessed to do what I do, which is not being the radio voice for the Texas Rangers. Being able to do sports and journalism for a living is an absolute pleasure. But sometimes when you do things that you love for a living, or when you put all yourself into work, as I'm sure people in all kinds of different fields do, when things go sideways in one of those fields and then things go sideways in your personal life at the same time, it kind of gets to be a little overwhelming not having that kind of escape, or not having the tools to be able to kind of keep yourself afloat during those times. So I want to thank Eric Nadell for being open and honest about this, and encourage those of you who are also struggling with this to know that you're not alone. You're not the only person who is dealing with things like that. If you have a great support system, don't be afraid to go to them, to your friends, to your family, to loved ones, to just people who are around you, and be open about the struggles that you have. It can be scary. It's definitely terrifying. And maybe they won't have all the answers, but keeping it to yourself and just letting it fester and boil is how these things get to be a little out of control. One of the reasons why I love the TV show Ted Lasso has become one of my favorites, because it's very open and honest, and has a lot of conversations about mental health, and particularly mental health in sports, where I think a lot of it is at the forefront. One of the situations in sports recently that mental health, I think we have not done a great job of. We like to champion, oh, thank you for being open and honest about your support and mental health. But when it gets too tough and players, you know, or people have those struggles and they don't deal with it in a way that's kind of easy to digest. Like with Ben Simmons, who was a member of the Philadelphia 76ers, basically just could not shoot, kind of got a little bit of the yips. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was some intense, severe mental health struggles. And Philadelphia fans are notably very, very on people, very critical, very loud. And that I can't imagine the stress of dealing with that. And I don't think that it was handled very well by people in sports, by fans, by media, by really anybody. But I am really appreciative of Eric Nadell being this vulnerable. And yeah, it's going to be a bummer to not have Eric Nadell in the booth for opening day to hear him talk about Jacob DeGrom's first start with the Texas Rangers. But I'm glad that he is taking this time for himself to get himself right and to, you know, be honest enough and vulnerable enough and brave enough to share those struggles with us. So thank you to Eric for being honest about this and being open. And I hope that you are getting the care that you need. I don't pretend to be best friends with Eric Nadell. My first experience in a Texas Rangers media room was actually with Eric Nadell. We were sitting down for dinner and I was just kind of like trying to sit there and not make any noise. Just like, I am so unimportant. I am just absolutely nobody. This is back in 2016 when I was even more of a nobody than I am now. But I saw Eric Nadell and Evan Grant eating these tremendous barbecue ribs. And I thought, oh, wow, that looks really good. But I don't want to bother these guys. They're too important. They don't want to make time for some, you know, kid in his early 20s that they don't know. And sure enough, Eric Nadell was the first one to offer me a seat and offer me some ribs. Like, do you want to sit down and talk about baseball and talk about ribs? And I'm like, yes, literally all I want in the world is to sit here and eat these amazing ribs and talk about baseball with a living legend. I don't know if he had been inducted in the Hall of Fame at that point. I think it might have been like a year later, but Evan Grant as well. That is a very, very cherished memory for me. So all the best to Eric Nadell. We'll miss you, but glad you are getting the help and treatment that you need. There's no really easy way to transition that, but another person who is an advocate for mental health is Josh Jung. I want to talk about his fantastic spring, expectations for him in his first full season in the big leagues, and a little bit later on, look at the power rankings done by me and my colleagues at Locked On. But first, this episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The tournament is now heating up and it is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. I believe tomorrow is when the tournament starts back up, so you can, if your bracket is destroyed, like it seems like mine is and many are, you can still find a way to make every moment more. Don't miss your chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Now, Josh Jung is also an advocate for mental health, and that was one of the things he talked with Emily Jones in an interview during the first televised Rangers spring training game, at least on Bally Sports Southwest. That was, I believe, yesterday. And one of the things he talked about is how much it sucked struggling at the big league level last year. He was still a little quick returning on the rehab, but he was putting up fantastic numbers in double A, or I think just triple A, and also in the Arizona Fall, no, Complex League. Goodness gracious. See, mental health struggles are everywhere. anyway, but he talked about how difficult that was, of just having those struggles. And I mean, he's been dropped in quite a few different prospect lists. I know Baseball Prospectus, I talked with Grant about them dropping him all the way from the 30s. I think he might have been 32 last year, all the way down to 100, even below his younger brother, who has not even made it to AAA yet. I still think it's going to be a good player, but I think Josh being dropped that low was kind of insane. And a lot of these projections that have him just not doing well next year, either at Baseball Reference or Fangraphs or just wherever, I think that they really kind of don't factor in the fact that he still was kind of hurt. And that was one of the things that he talked about. It he was like, all right, one of the things that he worked out this offseason Besides getting his new truck, which unfortunately was in that accident with him on Saturday, thankfully he's okay. But he talked about working on strengthening his shoulder because he did have that shoulder injury in spring last year. He even had a broken foot in spring training the year before, but this spring training he's healthy. And I think that is one of the biggest storylines that is like not a flashy storyline, but I think a very, very important one. Because I really do believe that if he was healthy for either of the last two spring trainings, did not sustain those big kind of random injuries, then I definitely think last year he would have been maybe not an opening day big leaguer, but I think he would have been probably the opening day third baseman and won that job and competed very, very well. Thankfully, he's still got his rookie eligibility intact, so if he wins that rookie of the year, it'll be much easier as opposed to it would have been last year going against Julio Rodriguez and Adley Rutschman. That was going to be a very, very tough task. Not that I think it'd be impossible, but it would be very, very tough. This year, there are some other good prospects in the list and other good rookies in the American League, but no one quite as good as that. But I have some really high hopes for Josh Young. I think he is a fantastic hitter. I've been watching this kid play ball since he was 19 at Texas Tech. The guy can hit, and he can hit very, very well. And I've been really impressed with his defensive improvement this year. I mean, he was never going to be Adrian Beltre defensively at third base. That's fine. Nobody is going to be Adrian Beltre defensively at third base except for Adrian Beltre. Maybe an Adrian Beltre Jr. I don't know. I don't want to put that on Adrian Beltre Jr. But still, Young has made some pretty impressive leaps forward defensively. He's also put together some really, really nice at-bats, including yesterday, where he absolutely stung a ball for his fifth double of the of spring training, which is the third most on this Rangers club. I believe there are two players. Yes, Ezekiel Duran doubles Duran, of course, or excuse me, Duran, and Jonathan Ornelas both have six doubles apiece. Neither of them have any home runs, but Josh Young has three home runs this spring, which is second to Corey Seager, five doubles and a triple. The guy has been absolutely mashing, slugging 763 with an 1135 OPS. He has been absolutely crushing it in those 15 games in the spring, and he looks healthy, he looks right, he looks good, and I think he is going to be fantastic for the Rangers this year. Now, what does fantastic look like? That is a difficult bar to judge. Because his ceiling, I'm not really sure what his ceiling is. I mean, one of the things that the Rangers really liked and that I really like about Josh Young is that this guy is just an absolute baseball sponge. He lives, breathes baseball. Emily Jones was trying to get him to talk about like, oh, what did you do this offseason? You know, did you go anywhere fun? Did you go on any vacations? He's like, oh yeah, I don't really go on vacations. He's like, I'm just going to sit there and, you know, strengthen my shoulder, make sure that I can get some injury prevention in and, you know, just work on my swing and make sure that I'm right. And it's like, wow, this guy really just eats, lives, breathes baseball, which is a good thing. Maybe he could also use some time. Emily was trying to get him to go somewhere next off season. Maybe we can do that and not have to have as much injury prevention stuff in the winter next year. But he is ready and raring to go. And I think that type of mentality in a player like that, in a prospect, is a really, really encouraging thing, because you see guys all the time with all the talent in the world, but if you don't have that drive, that absolute obsession with baseball, that's what some of the best players in baseball have. That is what makes them so good, is their desire to always get better, always be learning, always be improving, and still have that love of the game. And man, Josh Young, that is his best quality. I mean, he's a great hitter. He is an improving fielder. He's got some power that I think people have not been properly understanding how much he really has. That power kind of showed it off last year when he was rehabbing in the minors, and the year before that as well. But man, his greatest tool is his intense drive and devotion towards baseball. And I think that is going to really, really opens up his ceiling, because players like that, they aren't satisfied with just being good or just being great. They want to be the best. And that is something that Josh Young very much has. And I think it is a huge, huge tool in his corner. But I mean, even if he's just fine, okay, at third base, the Rangers haven't had fine, okay, decent at third base in a long time, basically since Adrian Beltre. I mean, I got to give my, looking back at this list, I looked at the OPSs and the seasons for Rangers past third baseman since Adrian Beltre, and I really got to tip my cap to Asdrubal Cabrera, who came in, was that veteran, was not Adrian Beltre, ripped that Band-Aid off real quick, and so kind of allowed Rangers fans to kind of process and, you know, reevaluate, oh, this is what it's like to have a normal third baseman, someone who is human and not, you know, 38 years old and still in his freaking prime and absolutely incredible. Because that's just Adrian Beltre. There's not a whole lot of other guys out there who can do that. Maybe Nolan Arenado can do that when he's 38. Maybe Manny Machado can. But they're not on the Texas Rangers. And so Rangers fans had to, refocus on what their vision of a normal third baseman could look like. But I mean, you look in the past, 2022, Ezekiel Duran played the most third base of any Ranger. He had a 643 OPS. Again, decent season, especially considering the context that he had only played, 15 or 20 something games above single A ball before he made his big league debut. In 2021, you had Brock Holt, who, as much of a great clubhouse guy as he is, and as much fun as he is on Twitter, he had a 579 OPS in 2021 as the primary third baseman for the Rangers. That's rough. In 2020, IKF won a gold glove, but also had a 699 OPS. It's all the way, you got to look all the way back to 2019 as Drubal Cabrera with a 711 OPS as the last Rangers primary third baseman with an OPS over 700 for an entire season. Now, what am I projecting for Josh Young? We'll get into that and the power rankings from the Locked On Podcast Network in just a minute. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ultimate Baseball GM. If you've ever wanted to be a GM, play like it, and, you know, live the experience, and man, this is the absolute best game for you. You can manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You're responsible for hiring coaches and staff, manage team finances, scouting and drafting players, manage difficult personalities. You can navigate your franchise through free agency and all the ups and downs of the season. It is a challenging and very realistic game. Ultimate Baseball GM is completely free. And it's playable offline, play on the go, as you want and when you want to. So Locked On Rangers listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo Locked On in all caps in the game store. So make sure to check it out. To download the game, just visit ProBaseballGM.com, scan the code, or look it up in the app stores. That's ProBaseballGM.com. Ultimate Baseball GM. Start your dynasty today. Now, what does a positive, good season for Josh Young look like? That is something that is difficult to define, but I think these projections that I have seen from him on Baseball Reference and on FanGraphs are a little confusing, actually very confusing. I mean, Baseball Reference at least knows that its projections are not super great, not super fair to Josh Young. They have 30% confidence in his 2023 projections, but they have him at 251 plate appearances, so missing a significant portion of the season, maybe playing, that's like half a season, if that, which I think is very troublesome and questioning. They have him hitting 235 with an on base under 300 and slugging just 409, 9 home runs and 11 doubles. That's not Josh Young. That is not the top prospect. That is not the guy who I think is going to show up and be a really good rookie, maybe Rookie of the Year. I definitely think he will be a finalist for Rookie of the Year, but this guy is going to be a big part of this Rangers lineup. And you look over at FanGraphs, and they also have his on base below 300. They have him hitting 242, which is a little bit more generous than Baseball Reference, and slugging 428 as a 2.1 WAR player, sixth most valuable player, I believe, on this Texas Rangers squad. Just a little bit above Mitch Garver at 1.7, and just a little bit below Adolis Garcia at 2.2. Again, I think a lot of these projections are a little low on the Rangers. Maybe Marcus Simeon at 5 WAR. I think that's pretty good, pretty spot on. Maybe they'll start liking his defense a little bit more here than they have in years past. But I'm projecting a healthy season for Josh Young. Really, first and foremost, that is the thing that I would really like for him to be able to experience this year, is just be healthy, because he has not, and it's not been through any fault of his own. It's just kind of the way things have shaken out. But I'm projecting him to play 150 games, hit somewhere around 275. Maybe that's a little aggressive on the batting average, but I think he can do it. And on base in the 340s at around 340, and slug 410, that's a 750 OPS with 20 home runs and a 3 WAR season. I would be very, very happy with that. Not anything, you know, crazy like a Julio Rodriguez rookie season or an Adley Rutschman rookie season, but I think he's going to have a good rookie year. He is an older rookie. He is 25 this year, I believe. Yes, just turned 25 in the middle of February, about a month ago. Kid's ready. kid's been ready. I think he's going to rake, and I am so excited to see him finally get a chance to go be the Rangers' everyday third baseman for the next several years. I am really excited for what this kid is going to do, and I'm also excited to talk about this first power rankings of the season from the Locked On Podcast Network. This is preseason power rankings. If you cannot read those, then I will read them off. Or if you are listening to this, then I will read them off for you. But this was voted on by all of our hosts. I think we got most of us at least to cast our votes in who we thought was going to be the best. And I looked at a lot of these. They're pretty similar to where I picked just about everybody. And at almost every single position, I was like, wait, that's too high. And also that's too low. So I think I feel pretty good about us getting it right. But number one on the power rankings list, we have the Atlanta Braves. Number two, the Padres. Number three, the Astros. Number four, the Mets. Five, Dodgers. Six, Yankees. Seven, Phillies. Eight, Blue Jays. Nine, Mariners. And 10, Guardians. Yeah, that seems about like the top 10. Then we get into the confusing middle third, which, spoiler alert, that's where the Rangers are. And I think that's about where they should be. At number 11, we have the St. Louis Cardinals. 12, we have the Rays. 13 is the Twins, which I was kind of surprised that they had them that high, that everyone else had them that high. I think I had them a little lower, but a little confusing, but nothing crazy. 14, we have the Angels. 15, Brewers. 16, White Sox. 17, Rangers. That is where the Rangers stack up at 17, right around the middle of the league, behind a couple of teams with some very, very good players, a few very good pitchers, and a lot higher expectations than the Rangers have had in a long time. At number 18, we have the Orioles. Kind of surprised the Rangers finished ahead of the Orioles, but especially because I really like that Orioles team. They're going to be in a tough division, but again, so are the Rangers, and both teams are going to be playing their division a little bit less in this year with the new schedule. Number 19, we have the Giants, then the Diamondbacks at 20. Down to the bottom third of the league, the Bums, the Rangers are no longer there. I don't think they're going to get there. Unless everyone panics and we do this like a weekly thing and the Rangers have a bad first week and everyone's like, oh, no, everything's gone to crap and the Rangers actually are bad again. But at number 21, we have the Red Sox, 22, the Cubs, 23, Marlins, 24, Royals, 25, Pirates, 26, Reds, 27, Rockies, 28, Tigers, 29, A's, and 30, the Nationals. Yeah, Nationals feels pretty spot on. The rest of those, 21 through 29, feels like you could put them in just about any order. I think having the Red Sox, Cubs, and Marlins up there is probably the right place, but especially 24 to 29, I kind of personally put the A's a little bit higher than that just because they're the A's, and I've seen them be incredibly scrappy. They have a really interesting team that I don't think anybody really knows how they're going to do except for the A's, which, again, that always feels very on brand for that Oakland team, but the Rangers being there ahead of the Orioles, being ahead of the Giants. I know the Giants missed out on Aaron Judge. They also missed out on Carlos Correa. But I still think they had a pretty good season. And they're really not that far removed from a 108-win season in 2021. Like, they're really not. They have pretty much the same group intact. They did lose Carlos Rodon, which I think is going to be a big loss. But they had a smart offseason. And the Rangers being there, right there just behind the White Sox, I might put them ahead of the White Sox just because the White Sox have so much baggage. Granted, they don't have Tony La Russa, and I think that should skyrocket them in the rankings. But I think this is a real tangible sign. This is the highest I've seen the Rangers in like any power rankings in feels like so long, so long. And granted, it's preseason power rankings. And granted, I think we're the smartest podcast network out there, and we do a good job of actually having a handle on who is where. There might have been some pettiness in my own rankings. I'm not going to say. Maybe. We had the Astros a little lower than three, maybe, just to be spiteful. I didn't have them too low, just enough to be petty. Maybe I had the Mariners a little lower than nine. I possibly had them out of the top 10. I don't know. Maybe I did. I definitely had the Rangers higher than 17. I did not have them in the top 10. I think I was close. I think I had them at 12. But I feel pretty good about these power rankings, and I'm really excited that the rest of the network did too, that the Rangers are... People are noticing what the Rangers are doing. I think there is some legitimate excitement about Bruce Bochy. Obviously, Jacob deGrom is looking like his deGrom-y self. Nate Eovaldi is, I believe, right now, as I'm recording this, throwing in a spring game and has not allowed a run in spring training just yet. And I think that John Gray, who is also pitching today in a split squad game. I'm trying to look this up as I am saying this. Yes, he has also not allowed an earned run in the spring so far. John Gray, Nate Eovaldi, and Jacob deGrom, all with a perfect zero ERA through a combined six starts in spring training A games for that group. That is very exciting stuff. We will see Andrew Heaney at some point soon. Martin Perez will be back from the World Baseball Classic, which, again, was absolutely incredible. I didn't get to watch any of the final, but the semifinal of Japan versus Mexico was one of the most electric baseball games I have watched in a long, long time. I didn't get to watch nearly as much WBC as I wanted to, as I probably should have. But man, watching it in those semifinal games with the Team USA absolutely stomping the yard, Trey Turner looking absolutely incredible, which, again, Trey Turner is going to be probably the first batter that Jacob deGrom faces in opening day in about a week, eight days, I think. Today's Wednesday. Yes, 8 days or maybe seven, depending on when you're listening to this. And that is going to be a very fun matchup, especially if deGrom keeps looking as amazing as he has in his spring training outings. He will be pitching again on Friday. I will have an episode on Saturday, hopefully talking all about that. So six episodes this week, also recording tonight with the rest of the AL West. Should be in your feeds sometime next week. We'll have some fancy graphics and producing on that I don't have in all of my solo shows, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I will be definitely ready and bringing the trash talk on behalf of you Rangers fans, and bringing those heavy hitters up at the top that feel so good about themselves after making the playoffs and winning a World Series, unfortunately, last year. But I am ready to be scrappy, to be no one believes in us Rangers, because that's where we are. People are starting to believe now. I mean, 17 in the power rankings, it may not be the highest, may not be the flashiest and the most beautiful sign of confidence, but I think it's just kind of shows a turn in the willingness to see this Rangers squad as not in the bottom anymore. I mean, you spend that much money on a rotation and on two stars up the middle, and it is it's hard to look away from, especially bringing in Bruce Bochy. I think, like, it is just a manager, but still, it's Bruce Bochy. It's a Hall of Famer. It's a guy with three rings who really knows how to win and lead a winning team. And that's what the Rangers want to be. And I think for the first time in many years, it feels like they just might be this year. So I am super excited for this season. Thank y'all so much for making Locked On Rangers your first listen every day. For your next listen, go check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. You can win your league by listening to Matt and Dom every day as they bring you the best fantasy draft strategies. Find Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever your podcasts and on YouTube, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Thank y'all so much for listening and subscribing. And until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.